there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's rained this morning. You may see a few wet snowflakes, especially north where there are some winter weather advisories, but this is not really a big issue. A northwest breeze around today and most of the rain this morning. Cloudy this afternoon, 54 and still fairly windy. Overnight tonight, maybe a shower, 45 outside the Beltway, a little cooler. Tomorrow, cloudy, still a chance of a shower, milder, 62, mid-60s, showers early Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 48 degrees in Washington. Turnabout is fair play. China hits the U.S. with $3 billion in tariffs on imports. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
Well, good morning. Coming up here on Mornings on the Mall at 7:05, the return of Joe DeGeneva. Woo-hoo! Stay tuned for that. 8:05, Sagar and Jetty, White House correspondent for the Daily Caller. And at 8:35 this morning, joining WMAL tonight at 9 o'clock, and right here this morning, Ben Shapiro. All ahead on Mornings on the Mall. Vince Colonna is alongside Mary Walter.
And happy Monday to you. Couple of stories that I caught my eye over the weekend. One of them comes out of Sacramento, California, where all things loony. You know, Sacramento, California in general is passing Florida. You know, Florida's got its own hashtag, like Florida, because whenever you see a weird story about somebody doing something ridiculous, it's always Florida.
Florida man, always. Yeah.
So, but California's starting to pass Florida in just ridiculousness. There's a homeowner in Sacramento, California. It's a woman. She put her home up for sale. But she refuses to sell it to anyone who supports Donald Trump. So some people are disagreeing whether this is legal or not. Some say that it may not. It may be legal. It may be okay for her to do this because political preference is not a protected class. You know, because some animals are more equal than others. And if you're part of a protected class based on the color of your skin or on your religion or on who you identify as today or who you want to sleep with, those types of things, you're protected. So she would not be able to say to you, I'm not selling you my home.
Right.
But because political affiliation is not a protected class, it's okay, in other words, to discriminate against people because you don't like their politics.
Yes.
All right. So the woman who is unnamed in this report out of Sacramento says, I told the realtor I don't want her to sell it to a Trump supporter. Now, another lawyer said, well, this is an unlawful contractual term that infringes the freedom of association and First Amendment rights. So people could sue. But let's face it, if you're looking for a home, first of all, I don't know how they would know unless you show up in a Make America Great Again hat. How are they going to know? I don't know right. How she would know. Yep. According to the Fair Housing Act, political party affiliation doesn't fall into one of the seven protected classes: race, religion, color, disability, national origin, sex, and family status. So it's going to be a lawsuit. Who wants to deal with that? When you're looking for a home, it's such an arduous process to begin with. Who the heck wants to deal with that?
Right.
So either that, or if you really, really like the house, you just say, you know, I thought Hillary totally got robbed. Yep. Just make it up. But then there's another story that comes out from the other coast, from New York. A guy named Chadwick Moore. He is a former magazine editor of Out, which is a gay publication.
Yeah.
And he famously came out in the New York Post last year as conservative. And he wrote a piece saying how it was harder for him to be conservative than it was for him to be gay.
Well, that's
it was harder for him to come out as conservative, and he was treated worse than when he came out as gay. So he says that he was kicked out of a gay bar in Williamsburg section, because he's a Donald Trump supporter. So here's my question to you. Since we have these ridiculous political classes, should political affiliation also be a protected class? Because let's face it, if you're a Trump supporter, you have to be in the closet for fear of retaliation in a lot of instances. So you can't proudly wear your MAGA hat or your FLOTUS hat or your whatever. You can't proudly support Donald Trump, the president, because you will be targeted by certain people. So because of that, should we now include political affiliation in this ridiculousness of protected classes? I would like to see us get rid of protected classes, but that ain't going to happen. So do you just say, all right, well then fine, I want mine. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL.
Yeah, I'm for, where this comes from, it's again, a lot of this is the energy of the left, which is to basically say there are a bunch of classes of people who have to be considered victims here or have to be considered protected. And therefore, because we need to be, as a society, tolerant. We need to be very tolerant of one another. We have to be open-minded about one another. We have to be accepting of people who are different than us. That's the underlying spirit, or so we're told. But then you get to, well, if your political views are different, that can't be tolerated.
Right.
If you don't accept my liberalism, that won't be tolerated. That's different. That's categorically different. And to your point, Mary, that's I think obviously it's hypocrisy on display. And it's I think bad for society when we can't tolerate each other's ideas, because ideas actually are the area in which we should be focusing, not on the immutable characteristics. We should be having conversations and debates and actually engaging in a battle of ideas rather than a battle over what your skin color is and what that entitles you to, or what your religion is and what that entitles you to, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, this is hypocrisy. At the same time, we need to have, as much as we can, fewer protected categories.
I agree. Yeah.
Because in a free society, people should be able to have discriminating tastes, basically, about who they allow into their businesses, for instance. And I say that, like, you know, we already have some of that in America, which is if your pants are down around your ankles, the business owner can tell you, sorry, this doesn't fit the dress code of my store. You can leave. Now, there are other things that are explicitly racist and that we don't tolerate as a society. And by the way, we have mechanisms to actually punish people for that that aren't just within the law. Your business hurts. People, you can be shamed. There are ways to conduct ourselves as a society that we constantly turn to government, actually, to handle. So in this one, I tend to think, no, we shouldn't establish a new protected class of person just based on politics. But remember, also on her side, what is she losing? She's losing maybe half of her market.
So about one out of five in California.
Okay, so it's in California. You're right. Great point. But still, I mean, she's losing a percentage of her market. So in the end, she's not going to be able to sell her home at the rate she might want, because she'll have less competition for that home because she keeps ruling out people who she simply suspects might be conservatives. Because as you said, who's bringing that up in a house sale? Who's gonna like walk into the house to just visit the open house and be like, you know what would be perfect here? My shrine to Donald Trump. That would be perfect. I'll just establish that right here in the foyer or foyer. What if they said that? Then it'd be really beyond. So yeah, I mean, this is like an impossible thing to know. So this is just, she's asking her realtor, on a hunch, would you figure out whether or not these are conservatives walking through my home? And if any are, I don't want them to buy it.
All right, 888-630-9625. Let's get Jack in here. Jack, good morning. Happy Monday. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Should it be protected?
I don't mean to sound judgmental here, but she sounds desperate for buyers. And I understand that most people don't realize that the real estate market is sexist, but if you've ever met a real estate lady, you know it is. And she is no real estate lady.
Wait, but it's the home buyer, but it's the home buyer, not her agent.
That said, however, there is legality involved, and I would define this as protected political free speech, which is protected.
Mm-hmm.
And because obviously she's not trying to sell her house. She is trying to make a statement and therefore attract buyers. And I really don't give a flying rat's hoo-ha if she sells her house. I think she's a lousy realtor.
Okay, thank you, Jack. And again, it's not the realtor, it's the homeowner who is insisting on this.
Right.
All right. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Should political speech, your political association, should that now be a protected class as well, since more and more conservatives are being discriminated against? It is 5:15. It's time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Welcome back.
Thank you. Hey. We're doing okay coming in from the west, despite even the wet pavement. We're pretty much up at speed here, coming in Gainesville up through to the Beltway without any early issues. And that's the same story with the Greenway Toll Road, Route 7. Do have a crash in Anne Arundel County. So let's go Maryland on Route 100. Need extra minutes to get by the accident activity. Westbound Route 100 right at the Baltimore-Washington Parkway and on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway and on 95 if you're traveling between the Baltimore Beltway and our Beltway. Free and clear of any problems or issues. And it looks like a good early start there, quiet around the Capitol Beltway too. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, let's check into the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, we do have a winter weather advisory in effect until 11 a.m. for portions of Montgomery, Howard, Harford, and Loudoun counties. Wet snow is expected about an inch. Today, cloudy, periods of rain, some wet snow to the north, windy at times, high of 54 with winds reaching 30 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, early cloudier skies later in the day, low of 45, and then tomorrow, cloudy, slight chance of a rain shower with a high of 62. Currently in our nation's capital, 43 degrees at 5:17 on WMAL. All right, so stories coming in from across the country of people who say they're being discriminated against because of their political affiliation. There was a story that also came out, I want to say, from Oregon last year, of a group of Trump supporters. They were at some kind of an event, and they got kicked out of a coffee shop because they were Trump supporters. And the owner screamed at them and kicked them out. But yet the same people would force a baker to bake a cake for a gay couple.
I mean, Memory's Pizza, remember that?
Yes.
That wasn't even a real test case. It was literally just a reporter walking up to the owner of the pizza parlor and said, "Hey, would you cater a gay wedding?" And they said it was literally a hypothetical.
Right.
And they were like, probably not. And then Memory's Pizza had to get shuttered because people were going crazy.
Well, they did commit a thought crime.
Yeah.
They did commit a thought crime.
Also, who would cater a wedding with pizza?
Now, political class, some people would. The people who get married in Walmart. But that's not a protected class. And we have now special groups of people who are extra protected in there instead of all of us being equal under the law. So if that's the way we're going to play the game, should political affiliation, should your political beliefs also be protected from discrimination? 888-630-9625. Roger, who's on the road. Hey, Roger, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
Hey, good morning. I hope you had a great Easter.
Yeah, we did. I hope you did as well.
Well, thank you. We did. So I do think that it should be a protected class. I think Ford versus Chevy should be a protected class. I think pineapple on your pizza likers should be a protected class. Because if we're all protected classes, none of us are protected classes, and that's the way it should be.
Amen. Amen to that, Roger. Thank you so much. Drive carefully. I agree. This is, to me, is along the lines of like hate crimes, that if you kill this person, it's a certain punishment. But if you do the same thing to somebody else who's protected, it's considered a hate crime and you're punished more.
Well, I'm with Roger. I'm tired of being mocked for liking pineapple on pizza. I really do. And I think it's time that you accept it. And you stop harassing me, and I need to be a protected category of citizen for
this.
Well,
now that I know that you like pineapple on pizza, I'm going to harass you more.
That's
an abomination.
Canadian bacon as well.
Ew. That's not bacon. That's just glorified ham.
I know
that's not bacon at all.
I asked for ham and pineapple, and they're like, well, you have Canadian bacon. I'm like, all right, that.
Great. That's not bacon. That's a sad excuse for bacon. You've just lowered a couple of notches in my eyes. John in Alexandria. John, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Hi, John.
Hey, morning team. Super Bowl John here.
Yeah. Hey, how are you?
Hey, how are you guys?
Good.
I when I heard Vince say that, that's the one I'm against all protective stuff until he said the pizza. I'm totally against pineapple on pizza.
He can't even say it. He's so disgusting.
I'll make an exception for that rule. What I wanted to say, though, was, like I tell my kids all the time, we're not going to have to worry. I suspect all this liberal craziness is going to take care of itself in a few years because You know, most of them don't have jobs. They don't have money. They can't buy houses. They can't buy stuff. And they're against family. So eventually, you know, years from now, they're all going to be gone.
Oh, they're going to just slowly, they're going to become extinct like the white rhino. Yeah, they're going to become extinct.
I mean, at least we hope so.
I don't know. I see a lot of them breeding, which does frighten me because I do think there are certain people who should not breed. There should be some kind of a test beforehand, but apparently that idea is not flying with anybody.
I think there's also plenty of conservative families who are producing liberal offspring, and the reason is because the culture is getting pretty good at inculcating it, at actually teaching it. And there's more and more people who are picking it up. So, yeah, I mean, no matter, you know, whether or not you have an entire class of people who've been aborted because of that, of liberal politics, the reality is there's a bunch more liberals behind them because, I don't know, as a worldview, it has a very, it's very appetizing at the beginning. It's very appealing. And it ends up being kind of convincing, and people learn it in school and they pick it up.
It's like crack. The first one's free. And then you're hooked.
And you're always chasing that high.
Exactly. Exactly. Because you really want... You know, that's a really great point, Vince, despite the pizza, the pineapple on pizza. It's a good... That is a really good point because I know of people who are conservative and then they've got the one kid who's liberal. And they'll, I know fathers who will sit there and look at them and go, what happened to you? How did this happen? I didn't raise you this way. and the kid is just super liberal and believes, you know, voted for Bernie Sanders and believes in all this stuff, even though raised totally opposite. And I wonder if it's just a rebellion. I don't know. But I think you're going to start to see the pendulum swing the other way. And you're going to start to see kids, because being conservative is the new rebellion.
You're already
seeing
that.
You're going to see that.
I think you're already seeing the beginnings of that.
I love it. I hope I live long enough to see it. No, I don't. 522 on WMAL.
Here's a way you can save time. Simply download the free Spot Hero app and reserve the closest spot to your destination in advance. You'll save time and get everywhere much easier. Take $10 off your first spot with promo code DISTRICT. That's promo code DISTRICT.
What can it cost you to not contact Miss Utility? You dig and hit an underground line. Essential services could be lost. You're responsible. Someone could be injured or worse, and you're responsible. But other than that, it can't cost you that much. 2 full business days prior to digging, visit missutility.net by phone at 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility, it's the law.
If you look around these days, having a belly has become a bit of the norm. We joke about the beer belly or the spare tire, but carrying extra weight, especially around our midsection, it's like walking around with a ticking time bomb. This is Larry O'Connor, and if you're ready to shed those extra pounds, then give my friends at EMP 180 Weight Loss a call and lose that belly for life. EMP 180 will put you on a plan that's based on science. They'll evaluate where your body is and create a plan to get you to your ideal weight so that you can keep those pounds off. The team at EMP 180 are respectful and compassionate. In fact, most of the staff has gone through the program themselves, so they get it. I've lost 40 pounds with EMP 180 and continue to keep the weight off because of what I learned through the program. Start this summer off belly free with EMP 180. They're in Tyson's Corner and Rockville. Go to EMP180weightloss.com. That's EMP180weightloss.com or call 855-888-0180. 855-888-0180. Schedule your consultation today.
Dr. Will Sauvé at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
Depression is one of the few kinds of illnesses that takes over your identity. So people wake up every morning, you look in the mirror, and you see that depressed version of you. You do that enough times, and that becomes you.
There's hope for those suffering with depression. Oftentimes, medication and talk therapy are not enough. Transcranial magnetic stimulation therapy is an FDA-cleared, non-invasive, and effective treatment for depression.
One of the people we saw had been on a multitude of medications. By week 4, she was telling my staff that she'd never felt better in her entire life.
Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, with a new location now open in Fredericksburg.
I look forward to talking to patients who have completed their treatment because so many of them are in remission. So many of them are so happy that you really do get to see people walking out of here feeling completely well.
Accepting most insurance, including Medicare. To see if TMS therapy is right for you or a loved one, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
If you had any idea how absolutely insane the stock market is.
Unconventional wisdom is sweeping the nation. And you are next. The Del Wamsley Show, Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
525 now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, not too much to talk about here early on, but we do have the wet pavement, so definitely want to factor that in for your morning travels. Crash cleanup over to the shoulder now, Anne Arundel County, Route 100 westbound, right at 295, the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. See a little bit of volume still, so just coming around that stretch, don't be caught off guard. West on 100, approaching the Baltimore-Washington Parkway for that earlier crash. 270, here we come out of Frederick, and right as you merge off 70, I do see some of that stop and go heading past 85, down toward Route 80, Urbana, a little bit of volume on 95, Virginia, as you head through Dale City toward the Occoquan, but lanes there are reported open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's rained this morning. You may see a few wet snowflakes, especially north where there are some winter weather advisories, but this is not really a big issue. A northwest breeze around today and most of the rain this morning. Cloudy this afternoon, 54 and still fairly windy. Overnight tonight, maybe a shower, 45. Outside the Beltway, a little cooler. Tomorrow, cloudy, still a chance of a shower, milder, 62. Mid-60s, showers early Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, it's 43 degrees at 526 on WMAL. Talking about discrimination against people who are Trump supporters, who are conservatives. You have James Damore, who said the conservatives at Google are discriminated against. You've got this woman in California who won't sell a house to a Trump supporter. You've got a guy, a gay man, who was the editor of a gay magazine in New York called Out, very popular magazine. And he said once he came out as being conservative, he was discriminated against. And he claims over the weekend that he was kicked out of a gay bar due to his politics. Now, other people are saying, no, that's not what happened. There was a fight and there is a drag queen who was a witness. So that just writes itself. So the gay, a lot of McGriddles said she witnessed. A lot of McGriddles said she witnessed the alleged fight. So
then, I'm sorry, what was that name?
A lot of McGriddles.
That's not a real name.
It's clearly her stage name. I'm going to go with that.
A lot of McGriddles.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
I just reported, okay?
Mr. and Mrs. McGriddles did not decide a lot of was the appropriate name.
No. Have you never been to a drag show? They've got the best names ever.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm following now.
Okay, good.
I'm with you.
All right. 528 at WMAL.
Have you heard Retirement Key Radio with Abe and Shelley Abish?
Make sure to save for a rainy day. Isn't that something our parents always told us?
Exactly. When people come into our office, we're not changing everything they've ever done as far as their retirement goes, but we are changing the pieces a little bit to make sure that they have enough income coming in every month to enjoy retirement. And like we've talked about before, go on these cruises and travel and not worry about if the market's up or down, but to really enjoy themselves.
Join them Saturday afternoons at 2 here on WMAL. More details at retirementkeyradio.com.
This is Jack from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're gonna love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.hugefreedomchecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can too. But here's the thing. If you want a chance to grab your full share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by May 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.hugefreedomchecks.com before the May 1st deadline. That's www.hugefreedomchecks.com.
If you want more from a home improvement company, call Roofing and More. This is Chris Plant. For more than two decades, Roofing and More has been Northern Virginia's choice for quality roofing, siding, windows, and doors. Call Roofing and More at 703-467-0206. Visit their website at roofingandmoreinc.com. When you expect more, you get more. Roofing and More.
Roofing and More. What's the more for? Windows, siding, gutters, and doors.
Coming up up on WMAL. Well, we're going to talk about David Hogg because he refuses to go away. He really, as much as I ask him to go, he doesn't. And also, hey, James Comey coming to a town near you, whether you want him to or not. 5:30 on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. It is raining in Washington, and before the morning is out, some places we'll see some wet snow mixing with that rain. Parts of Montgomery, Howard, and Harford counties in Maryland and Loudoun County in Virginia are under a winter weather advisory until 11 this morning. Forecasters say any accumulation, though, will be light and mostly on grassy surfaces. Howard University administrators have reportedly agreed to meet two of the nine demands presented by protesting students who today are entering day five of their sit-in at the administration building. The school has reportedly agreed to update its Title IX policy and increase housing accommodations. Chinese space authorities say their defunct space station mostly burned up upon re-entry into the Earth's atmosphere in the central South Pacific.
An ambitious space program and the Tiangong-1, the Heavenly Palace, was supposed to be a big leap forward for the space program until 2017, when China informed the United Nations that it had completed its historic mission and basically informed that it had lost contact with the bus-sized spacecraft.
Correspondent Ivan Watson. Get rid of the Senate filibuster. No deal for dreamers and a threat to tear up NAFTA. Those were among the president's Easter Sunday messages.
The president's Easter Sunday started with a series of tweets apparently based on a Fox News Channel report about what it called a caravan of Central Americans heading through Mexico to get into the U.S. illegally. Mr. Trump tweeted, "Caravans coming. Republicans must go to nuclear option to pass tough laws now. No more DACA deal." A second tweet reads, "These big flows of people are all trying to take advantage of DACA. They want in on the act." End quote.
Correspondent Bob Costantini. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 24,103, the NASDAQ at 70,63. Sports sponsored by George Washington University Hospital. The Caps clinch the Metropolitan Division title with a win in Pittsburgh. The Wizards lose in Chicago. The Nats beat the Reds. The O's lose to the Twins. And Michigan takes on Villanova tonight for the NCAA basketball title. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The George Washington University Hospital and the GW Transplant Institute, providing comprehensive, compassionate kidney transplant and donor options. To find a doctor, call 1-888-4-GW-DOCS or visit gwhospital.com.
Remember the days when you and your doctor could take the time to sit down together and talk? In today's healthcare, it's getting harder to find that kind of care. That's why you need the Princeton Longevity Center. A Princeton Longevity comprehensive exam is more than just scientifically proven strategies for preventing life-changing diseases. It's a full day of one-on-one time with their caring team of board-certified doctors and specialists in nutrition and fitness. You'll get the care and attention you need, the latest preventive medicine technology, and an individually tailored plan for getting your health back on track. If the only thing that's changed about your annual physical in the past 20 years is the time you get to spend with your doctor, then it's time to see what you've been missing at Princeton Longevity Center. Call now to schedule your exam at 888-8000-PLC. That's 888-8000-PLC. PLC, or learn more about our centers in New Jersey, Connecticut, and Metro DC by visiting us online at PrincetonLongevityCenter.com. Your one day at Princeton Longevity Center could make a lifetime of difference.
Howdy, Washington, D.C. It's Jeff from Cat Spot Litter. If you own a cat, you know how much of a hassle it is buying that heavy, dusty clay litter at the store every couple weeks. Are you ready to save time and money? Well, listen up. I've invented a new cat litter that is lightweight, dust-free, and made from 100% real coconut. It's called Cat Spot Litter. There ain't nothing better at zapping cat urine smells either. The best part, for only $15, we ship a 30-day supply right to your front door. Shoot, we even offer a money-back guarantee. Jump on the coconut bandwagon and get rid of that toxic clumping clay litter. Start thinking healthy for you, your cat, and our planet. Go to catspotlitter.com and give it a try. Use promo code CAT3 for 15% off your first order. Hey, I appreciate you listening.
Larry O'Connor here. You know, when it comes time to sell your home, you have some important decisions to make, and that's why it's so important to hire the right realtor to help you make the most money and handle all the details that will make it a smooth transaction. That's why I always recommend my friends Debbie and Sarah Reynolds with Keller Williams Realty. Debbie and Sarah have a proven track record. Call them and let them show you their over 5,500 ready buyers and how they were able to sell over 440 homes just last year alone. Get this, Debbie and Sarah net their sellers 6% more money and sell three times faster on average. Leo and Anita listed with the Reynolds team. Their home sold fast and for $9,000 over the asking price. They said the entire team was there for us and guided us through the entire process. We absolutely recommend if you're selling your home, don't bother calling anyone else. That's right. Call Debbie and Sarah Reynolds today. 844-344-SOLD. 844-344-SOLD or go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270, that's where we have a brand new problem. So if you are heading southbound 270 through Germantown, Gaithersburg area, the crash reported after Middlebrook Road. I see a little bit of volume. A little hard to make it out through the rain droplets too. So we do have the rain and the wet pavement this morning. Definitely will be an issue. So plan that into the morning commute for yourself. 270, again, southbound after Middlebrook Road for the crash. Just reporting. I'm seeing a little bit of stop and go already just in that stretch starting to form. Otherwise, on 270, right as you come out of Frederick, I see a little bit of the volume as well as you head down toward the exit past 85 and down into Urbana. Route 100 getting better, yet better early on here at the earlier crash. Westbound 100 at the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. That's been cleared, and the delays that we did have associated with that, they're gone. George Washington Parkway, Suitland Parkway, we're off to a good start. On Virginia's 95 northbound as you head through Dale City toward Woodbridge, the volume with a 60 off to a quiet start. Heading through town across the bridge is nice and quiet, too. Again, 270 the crash, southbound near Middlebrook Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A little damp air on this Monday morning. The rain pushing through. A little wet snow to the north. Maybe some light accumulation on grassy surfaces. Though it is a little rain. Windy this morning, mild. This afternoon, mostly cloudy, 54. Slight chance of a shower. Possible shower tonight. Tomorrow, possibly a passing shower. Otherwise, cloudy, 62. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 45 in Woodbridge, 42 in Rockville, 48 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning. Happy Monday. Joining us at 7:05, the prodigal son has returned home. Joe DeGeneva is with us. So excited to have Joe back at 8:05 from the Daily Caller, Sagar and Jetty. And at 8:35, Ben Shapiro will be joining us. He's also going to be joining the lineup on this station. I'm Mary Welter here with Vince Colonnese.
Yeah, looking forward to that. Ben Shapiro on at 9 p.m. each weeknight on WMAL. And we'll chat with him this morning. That's cool. So let's talk about another host, and that's Laura Ingraham. She's in the midst of this advertiser boycott, which has been spurred on by David Hogg, one of the survivors from Parkland, who has been the foremost face of gun control since that shooting on February 14th. And he's spent a lot of his time now in the media. In the early days, as you'll remember, and as Laura noted last week in her tweets, one of the first people he did an interview with on national television, Laura Ingraham, on her show, one of the very first nights, she had him on to discuss his reaction to the shooting. And since then, again, he's become a very outspoken advocate for gun control, this 18-year-old kid. And he's basically spent a lot of his time sort of vacillating between sort of the stoic and serious kid to the vulgar and out of control kid in terms of where how he comports himself in these interviews. But, you know, you had Laura Ingraham tweet about him midweek last week. And the tweet that kicked all of this off, because this keeps on getting dropped in so much of the news coverage. I don't know if you've seen this, but basically what happens is people sweeping, they're like, Laura Ingraham attacked David Hogg. David Hogg retaliated by demanding people boycott her, and everyone is boycotting her, and she's the worst. That's basically the summary of all of these news stories. But they very rarely, many of these news stories very rarely have included the actual tweet she said in the first place. What was the whole thing that kicked this off? I'll remind you. This came after David Hogg was saying that several schools that he applied to, four of them, rejected him despite his 4.1 weighted GPA, okay? UCLA among them. This is what Laura Ingram wrote on Twitter. David Hogg rejected by four colleges to which he applied and whines about it. Dinged by UCLA with a 4.1 GPA, totally predictable given acceptance rates. That's the tweet. That's the whole tweet. That's it. And that's the basis by which he decided to call for boycotts of her advertisers. And then she apologized late in the week and basically said that, you know, in the spirit of Holy Week, she's going to apologize. But that's not been enough for David Hogg and not enough certainly for the liberal pressure campaign that is now commenced against her. Here's a little bit. I'm going to cut to. Here's David Hogg talking last week about colleges rejecting him.
They rejected me about 2 weeks ago, most of them. It was UCLA and UCSD. The way I explain it is we have a heavily impacted university system in America, and I think there's a lot of really good candidates that don't get into college, and I think it goes to show that regardless of whether or not you get into college, you can still change the world. The hardest part is just believing that you can and continuing that effort to change the world because you eventually will.
All right. And then here's more, and this is an interview with Allison Camerota. I'm going to get to the nut of this interview in a moment. You won't believe the way she treats this kid. But let's go to cut three. This is David talking to her about Laura Ingram and what she needs to do.
When people try to distract, like Laura's trying to do right now, from what the real issue here is, which is gun violence in America, it's not only sad, it's just wrong. From a journalistic standpoint, I would say that she needs to be more objective and needs to stand down because
be more objective.
I am not the issue here. The issue needs to be gun violence in America, but what she's trying to do is to distract from that, and I hate it.
Okay, this is a kid who says he's a journalist. And he says that Laura needs to be more objective. Laura has an opinion show on the Fox News Channel. So there's all that. And then finally, here's Allison Camerota. I guess we have this censored, but this is Allison Camerota sucking up to David Hogg. Listen to how gratuitous this is.
David, I am stunned that four colleges rejected you. What kind of dumb colleges don't want you. I mean, you've taken the country by storm. How do you explain this? Did they reject you before the Parkland massacre, or how do you explain this?
Well, my gosh.
Is that a real question?
You. Do you think she was being facetious?
It's a good thing he's 18 because that wouldn't have been allowed if he was any younger. That was unbelievable. What was she doing exactly? Is she going to get more advertisers for that? I don't get what the play is. So anyway, I'll tell you what the play is on the other side, though. And it's to crush Laura Ingram. And not just crush her, but anybody who ever has appeared on the Fox News Channel. This has happened. How many times have we seen this happen play out? And what's behind it? You often get a range of liberal organizations who want basically Color of Change, Van Jones organization. You get Media Matters. You get the Center for American Progress, Think Progress, leading the battle. This becomes a coalition of left-wing organizations who are all bound together by common communication and common ties and common money, who are all going after one goal, which is to take down any sort of voice of opposition in the United States, no matter what the pretext. And for as thin of a tweet as that Laura tweet was in the first place, they don't care. They found their foothold, and they're taking it.
Now, you think the right would know the game plan by now and have a plan to, I don't know, defeat it? You think they would have worked on that? It's 5:43 on WMAL.
For the first time ever, choose 12 months same as cash on Marvin's Altrex fiberglass replacement window, the Infinity. No payments, no interest, no money down. Or choose savings up to $800. TheWindowMan.com has been the DC Metro's number one choice in replacement windows since 1989. Featuring Marvin's replacement window, the Infinity. Fully constructed of 100% fiberglass, 8 times stronger than vinyl, and will never rot, warp, bend, or bow. 12 months same as cash, or savings up to $800. And you'll never be pressured into buying on the spot or hounded relentlessly after your free estimate. TheWindowMan.com educates, you decide. Plus, Marvin's Infinity replacement window is often historic district approved. Schedule your free estimate at TheWindowMan.com or visit their Fairfax showroom.
The Window Man.
Financing terms through Enter Bank USA and with approved credit cannot combine, prior sales excluded.
What the hell happened last night?
It was an accident.
One of America's greatest cover-ups is now a major motion picture.
A dead body holds a lot of secrets. Those can be the difference between guilt and innocence.
Critics are calling Chappaquiddick tense, scrupulous, suspenseful.
Moses had a temper. I have Chappaquiddick.
Relentless and edge-of-your-seat absorbing.
Moses had a temper, but he never left a girl at the bottom of the Red Sea.
Chappaquiddick. Rated PG-13 for thematic material, disturbing images, some strong language, and historical smoking. Friday.
Need garage door repair? Visit GarageDoorRepair.com. Hi, Chris Plant here, and you've probably heard me say that a lot, and here's why. For over 40 years, Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. has been the gold standard for service and repair. Their professional experts truly care about giving you the best experience possible. Hey, nobody wants their garage door to break down, but if it does, you'll be glad you called the experts. So one more time, remember, when you need garage door repair, visit GarageDoorRepair.com.
All right, and coming up at 8:35, Ben Shapiro, we'll talk to him about why the right doesn't have any kind of game plan when it comes to these attacks from the left. It is now 5:45, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the Fives and Jamie Witness in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. All right, let's check out the weather, see what's going on out there. Some snow. Winter weather advisory is in effect until 11 this morning for portions of Montgomery, Howard, Harford, and Loudoun counties. Wet snow expected. Total wet snow accumulation, about an inch. Today, cloudy, periods of rain. Windy at time. Winds up to 30 miles an hour, high of 54. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Will give way to cloudier skies later, low about 45. And then tomorrow, cloudy. Slight chance of rain shower, high of 62. Currently in our nation's capital, 42 degrees at 546 on WMAL.
All right, let's chat about James Comey, because his book is coming out. Remember James Comey, the former FBI director? His book coming out April 17th. It's entitled A Higher Loyalty, Truth, Lies, and Leadership. And he's going to get into, you know, how and why he was fired and everything else about Donald Trump and his relationship with him. And you'll recall that he tweeted a little bit ago about honor and the president of the United States. He said, Mr. President, American people will hear my story very soon, and they can judge for themselves who is honorable and who is not. The right to that honor is like $95 a ticket. If you'd like to find out how honorable James Comey is, to be a part of his book tour, you have to pay like $95. And he's doing a Manhattan town hall. Those tickets, again, they're $95, are now going for $850 on StubHub.
Wow.
But you can buy a ticket to see James Comey say, "Oh shucks, oh golly." And also he'll be doing interviews with the Late Show with Stephen Colbert. He'll appear on CBS, which is on CBS. He's going to be on ABC's The View, where he'll be Meghan McCain'd. Also a CNN town hall. He'll have one of those. Those are always known as objective events. The Fox News Channel, I think, will have an interview. I think that's in the form of Chris Wallace for Fox News Sunday, if I'm not mistaken. MSNBC as well, and a bunch more interviews. So expect to see a whole lot of James Comey in April. This will be a conversation this morning for Joe DeGeneva as well, as he rejoins Mornings on the Mall. That's at 7:05. Ask Joe about this. And one of the things I want to ask Joe about is something that was written by a guy by the name of James Gagliano. He's a law enforcement analyst at CNN, but he's also a retired FBI agent, a supervisory special agent. And he says the following in an op-ed for The Hill this weekend. Comey's book tour is a colossal mistake, he says. And he just sees that all of this is whatever slim, you know, moral high road James Comey may have had has just evaporated based on using his position to sell books. That this whole feint that he's honorable, that he's using it just to sell a bunch of books, not good. And by the way, also, how much is James Comey going to be hurting his legal stake here? Whatever it is. I mean, questions, of course, about the FBI's handling of all sorts of matters under him, and how often James Comey folded under pressure, not just from Donald Trump in his own words, but also from Loretta Lynch. Remember James Comey going out of his way to be like, hey, Loretta Lynch pressured me to back off of Hillary, not to call it an investigation, to call it a matter. And that's what I did. I did that. So, I don't know. The end of this is not, oh, wow, James Comey's so impressive. It's like, wow, James Comey just keeps on, you know, folding like origami.
Yeah, that was my initial thought. My question of all of this and my take on the whole thing was the whole legal aspect of it. You know, that was, why would anyone allow you, why would your lawyer, unless he doesn't have a lawyer, would allow you to go on and say these things and talk about what happened when there's an investigation now going on into what happened. One would think that would preclude you from doing that. You know, this is why nobody wants Donald Trump to sit down with Mueller. Don't sit down with Mueller, because you don't know what you're going to say that you're not supposed to say.
Yeah.
And so that is, but I wonder, to me, it just goes to show a certain sense of hubris that he truly thinks he's untouchable. I just think there has been
this
mentality with everyone involved in this in the previous administration that they were untouchable, that they could do whatever they wanted, and there would be no repercussions whatsoever. Clapper was never charged with lying, right?
Yes.
So, well, he walked away. So why would Comey think that anything's going to happen to him?
Great question. But it's the Inspector General report, the one that took down Andrew McCabe, was started because of the FBI's handling of Hillary Clinton and the investigation into her. And it'll be interesting, as James Comey does all of these interviews, the extent to which any of these, you know, heretofore very liberal interviewers blame him for Hillary's loss. Blame him. Because he has been one of the weirdest characters in American politics. Now he's a part of the resistance. He's like a general in the resistance. But what happened? I mean, in the liberal telling, he gave us Donald Trump. We'll see how he's challenged in the press, if at all.
Yeah, and Joe DiGenova will be joining us at 7:05 to discuss this further in depth. I'm dying to hear what Joe has to say about the legal implications about this, because I think that's really going to be really important. It is 5:51. Here's El Rushbone.
Hey, folks, the Russians are at it again. This time, they're not poisoning one of their own former spies or hacking the DNC mail server. This time, they are hitting Hollywood, a symbol of American culture. Now, it started last week. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov was asked by a local news outlet about a Russian sex scandal. Three female journalists had accused a Russian legislator of groping them without their consent. The official's name, by the way, was Leonid Slutsky. Now, to answer the question, the spokesman Peskov launched on the Me Too movement. He said it reminds him of the Hollywood stars who have done a lot that clashes with Russia's notions of honor and dignity. He says, but they... women did these things anyway in order to become celebrities. These women, they earned hundreds of millions of dollars, and then after 10 years, they started saying that Harvey Weinstein's a bad guy. Well, maybe he is, but none of these women went to the cops and said, Weinstein raped me. No, they wanted to earn $10 million. Now, we in Russia call a woman who sleeps with a man for $10 million a golden showers prostitute. It might sound rude, but that's what we call them. Okay. How dare this Russian say such things about our hardworking, pure, virtuous Hollywood actresses? This is outrageous. Isn't this Russian collusion in Hollywood? And what are they going to say about that? Is anybody going to care?
General all-round good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Today's technology makes things easier because everything's connected. Your cell phone, your tablet, even your smart TV, all connected to one account. And they're all connected to your Wi-Fi. It only takes just one weak link for a cyber thug criminal to break in and obtain your data. And that's why the new LifeLock Identity Theft Protection now adds the power of Norton Security to your devices. Now, while LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect threats to your identity, the addition of Norton Security helps protect up to 5 of your devices from online threats. And if there's a problem, LifeLock's agents will work to fix it. Now, of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions in all businesses. But new LifeLock with Norton gives you more protection for today's connected world. Join now. Get 10% off your first year. Go online to LifeLock.com and enter the promo code RUSH. That's LifeLock.com. Remember, promo code RUSH.
Freddie Freeman.
And a ball blasted to center.
Past history tells us what to expect. Zimmerman.
See you later.
Recent history carries much more weight.
history lessons versus the Big Bang Theory. All access before the game. National Braves. The series starts tonight at 7 on Messin 2.
Ain't baseball great?
What can it cost you to not contact Miss Utility? You dig and hit an underground line. Essential services could be lost. You're responsible. Someone could be injured or worse, and you're responsible. But other than that, it can't cost you that much. 2 full business days prior to digging, visit missutility.net by phone at 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility, it's the law.
5:55, now WNAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, we go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Mary, we do have the wet pavement this morning, rain, drizzle, so it always complicates the commute. And we have a crash on 270. So this accident, we now have two lanes blocked. Southbound is heading through Germantown into Gaithersburg, and I'm looking at the solid lineup starting to form. Stay to the left to get by the crash south of Middlebrook Road, and delays are now before Father Hurley Boulevard. So for those of you coming out of Clarksburg, get ready because the brake lights are up ahead, and that's when you stop and go past the crash. Now, once you make it past the accident after Middlebrook Road, then you're wide open, and if you're joining on from 124, you're beyond the activity and down to the lane divide. Beltway, we're still off to a good start. You're nice and quiet, Maryland and Virginia. No problems to report on 66 here early on. Crossing the 14th Street Bridge and Southeast Southwest Freeway, looking good each direction. But again, 270, that's our hot spot right now, passing Middlebrook Road for the crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A little damp here on this Monday morning, the rain pushing through, a little wet snow to the north, maybe some light accumulation on grassy surfaces. That's in a line basically from, I'd say, Winchester to Baltimore, just north of Dover. So it is a little rain, windy this morning, mild. This afternoon, mostly cloudy, 54, slight chance of a shower. Possible shower tonight, tomorrow, possibly a passing shower, otherwise cloudy, 62. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 42 degrees at 5:56. And this traffic and weather brought to you by Timeshare Exit Team.
Exit your timeshare safely, legally, forever. If your timeshare no longer works for you, call Timeshare Exit Team and book by April 30th to save $500 off your exit. Go to timeshareexitteam.com and enter promo code TRAFFIC. Timeshareexitteam.com.
Is your daily life interrupted by dental pain, repetitive dental visits, or constant dental worry? Are you tired of hiding your smile? Bethesda Sedation Dentistry has the solution with Sedation Dental Care and Hybridge Dental Implants. Our award-winning sedation dental care, matched with the Hybridge dental implant process and many other levels of routine and complex dental care, deliver astounding results with you, the patient, in mind. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry has a proven and simplified approach to complete your dental care. Enjoy significantly more comfortable and shorter treatment time and the convenience of one caring, comfortable environment. Learn how Bethesda Sedation Dentistry can help you enjoy the foods you love, smile freely, and live the life you deserve. Attend a free sedation and hybrid dental implant seminar at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry on Monday, April 16th to understand your dental options. Seating is limited, so register today at 301-530-2434 or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com. That's 301-530-2434 or online at BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
As the economy continues to improve, the Fed has made it clear that even more interest rate increases are imminent this year. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and as your trusted voice in mortgage lending radio, I can tell you that these rate increases will impact everyone who is carrying debt, buying a home, planning home improvement, or just looking for cash out as homes have appreciated so much. Call one of our local, licensed, and ethical loan officers today before another rate hike. And while you're at it, ask about our Hometown Heroes program with huge discounts for teachers, veterans, police officers, and firefighters looking to purchase or sell. We guarantee we'll meet or beat any competitor on this very station, or we'll pay your mortgage for an entire year. Some restrictions apply. Call 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
When you're overweight, every additional pound you gain is four times the pressure on your knees and ankles. That's why so many EMP 180 weight loss clients mention specifically how much better their knees feel after losing weight. This is Larry O'Connor, and for those of you with chronic knee pain, consider this. Losing just 10 pounds takes 40 pounds of pressure off your knees. EMP 180 weight loss is based on science. Using state-of-the-art technology, the EMP 180 team will evaluate your body composition and design a plan to get the weight off. Now, I've lost 40 pounds with EMP 180. I feel better and have more energy to do the things I love. Trust me, whatever you like to do, hiking, gardening, it's all better when you feel your best. So do what I did and call EMP 180 Weight Loss today to begin the journey towards a healthy, pain-free life. They're in Tyson's Corner and Rockville. EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com. Or call 855-888-0180. That's 855-888-0180. Schedule your consultation today.
Coming up on WMAL.
Over 1,000 Central Americans are marching their way towards the border of the United States. The president has taken notice and a radical policy change real quickly this weekend.
And Charles Barkley is angry. It's 6 o'clock on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. April showers bring May flowers, but what does April snow bring? There is actually some wet snow trying to mix in with the rain this morning, and some parts of the Washington area, especially north and west of town, are under a winter weather advisory. That's parts of Montgomery, Howard, and Harford counties in Maryland, part of Loudoun County, Virginia, until 11 this morning. It's the big day at the White House for thousands of families, the annual Easter egg roll. It's expected to draw a crowd of some 30,000 children and parents. And Cecilia Glambaki, who's been helping organize the Easter egg roll for 37 years, says it's not just for little kids.
Even older kids that are 13 love to do the egg roll. I mean, you'd think that a child that would be 13 wouldn't want to do it, but they do. They love it.
The First Lady announced last week that lawn bowling has been added to the roster of festivities today. China is following through on its promise to retaliate against new U.S. trade tariffs.
China's finance ministry says beginning today, it's slapping new tariffs on $3 billion worth of 128 different U.S. goods. China's Customs Tariff Commission is increasing the tariff rate on 8 imported U.S. products, including pork, by 25% and a new 15% tariff on 120 imported U.S. commodities, including fruits. The tariffs mirror President Trump's 25% charge on imported steel and a 15% hike on aluminum. Scott Carr on WMAL and WMAL.com.
As we're all trying to get our income tax returns filed by the deadline, there is now a new alert being put out for tax preparers.
With just days left before the tax deadline, the IRS and Maryland Comptroller's Office have issued a warning about the new client scam. Deputy Comptroller of Maryland, Sharon Bernardi, describes what it is.
A bad actor pretending to be a taxpayer sends an email to the tax professional. If the preparer opens up that email with an attachment, it then has malware.
She says the reason preparers are being targeted is because most of the warnings out there are for taxpayers, and we've become more savvy. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Montgomery County Council members say the U.S. is in the midst of a climate emergency. So they're taking action to increase the amount of solar power generated in the county.
Councilors are considering changing the county's zoning rules so that property owners with more than 3 acres of land could build community solar arrays. When the zoning amendment was introduced last month, Tom Hucker said,
"This bill removes some of the barriers to community solar in our zoning code."
Councilmember George Leventhal said it's a constructive step toward combating climate change.
"That will provide renewable energy to many residents who are not able to install solar panels on their own roofs."
A public hearing on the zoning amendment will be held tomorrow. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Jury selection begins today in the retrial of Bill Cosby on sexual assault charges.
The first time a jury was chosen for Bill Cosby's sexual assault trial, the jury pool came from Pittsburgh. Cosby's then defense attorney argued that they couldn't get an impartial jury here because the case loomed large during the race for Montgomery County DA. This time, the jury will be chosen from a pool of prospective jurors here in Norristown at Montgomery County Court.
Correspondent Steve Kastenbaum. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 24-103, the NASDAQ at 70-63. Sports, Bryce Harper homers twice as the Nationals complete the 3-game sweep in Cincinnati. The O's lose, NBA the Wizards lose, NHL the Caps beat Pittsburgh, and it's Villanova versus Michigan tonight for the college basketball title. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
$1,000.
Awesome.
4 chances each weekday.
Awesome.
It's 4K a day every weekday.
I'm amazed.
On 105.9 FM and AM 630.
I just won $1,000.
$1,000. WMAL.
Tired of making resolutions?
How about making a decision to get your affairs shaped up and your legal house in order? I'm attorney Mike Collins, the guy who sends you those invitations to my estate planning seminar. I'll teach you how to save taxes, avoid probate, protect your heirs from lawsuits, bankruptcy, even the divorce court. Keep your money and your family with our innovative reservoir trust. Watch the mail for your invitation. Tuition's free when you register online at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
Save now at Mattress Warehouse, Tempur-Pedic's elite retailer, making Tempur-Pedic more affordable with mattresses starting at just $22 per month. This week only, save up to 50% on Tempur-Pedic with the floor model closeout event. And Mattress Warehouse has the largest selection of Stearns & Foster. Come in now and save an additional 10%. And while you're there, get bed matched only at Mattress Warehouse. Visit sleephappens.com to find a location near you. That's sleephappens.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
This traffic update now sponsored by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. All right, 270 here early on. Delays continue to stack up for the crash heading between Germantown and Gaithersburg. Accident is southbound 270 south of Middlebrook Road. You want to stay to the left to get by, with two right lanes still blocked here a few moments ago. So coming out of Clarksburg, just south of 121, watch for the brake lights up ahead. That's where the delays begin now, before Father Hurley Boulevard, again, to get you past Middlebrook Road in that crash on 270. Wet pavement for all, so keep that in mind. Keep the speeds down, and always adds a little extra time for the commute for sure. Around the Beltway topside, just starting to fill in some of the volume through Silver Spring. Still quiet across the American Legion.